welcome to the show. This is The Cult of Conspiracy, and my name's Jonathan.
I'm Jacob.
And today, we are going to be talking a little bit about Gematria. Gematria, the Gabby Petito case, and how everything aligns all together. And I feel like maybe I'm not smart enough to really describe Gematria myself. So we searched a little bit on the interwebs across TikTok, and we found Kyle Henkel. How you doing today there, sir?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Wonderful.
Awesome. Wonderful. Dude, you know, whenever I saw you on TikTok and I was, you know, seeing you talking about the Gabby Petito case and just Gematria in general, I love whenever people start talking about that kind of thing because it correlates to so many things, dude. Like, it's so out there, but it all makes sense. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I don't even want to say it's kind of like flat earth, because at flat earth, you know, that's kind of a sore subject for some people. Not a lot of people, you know, a lot of fence riders on that. but today what we're talking about, I mean, we're going to be getting into a little bit of Gematria and, you know, just who uses it and really what it's used for. And, you know, if you could please describe to us what Gematria is in general.
Yeah. Gematria is a concept that stems from the idea that mathematics is the universal language of nature. I believe the Hebrew mystics that were practitioners of the Kabbalah assigned certain numerical values to Hebrew letters. So I believe it began there. But what I like to explain it to people, I like to explain simple Gematria, which is, with our alphabet, it could be A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, and so on to 26, Z equals 26. You can find Gematria calculators online, which you can put a word or a phrase in, and it'll give you the same, it'll give you other phrases and words that equals the same value as whatever you put in. Mm.
Got you. Okay, so how did you get started with Gematria? How did this really resonate with you enough for you to start digging deeper and figuring this out?
Probably back in 2010, 11, maybe. I probably just discovered it reading something, you know what I mean? And might have threw like my name in there and some other things and got some pretty interesting stuff come back to me. But then I would, anytime I saw a weird news story that I thought was a psyop or a false flag, I would immediately go to the Gematria, and what I would find would just blow my mind. The connections would just be insane, you know, like I would show my parents and friends and they would be blown away. Yeah, man. So I think one of the first ones that I did was probably Sandy Hook. And when I did that one, I was blown away at all the connections between the names of the people, Sandy Hook and some, it was just crazy, man. I wish I had the info to give out for that one, but yeah, man, it's crazy when you start to get into it.
Yeah, dude, because you see it across all the false flags, you know, like I follow a bunch of Gematria people on, you know, on Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that. And they put together, like, I mean, literally every false flag that you can possibly think of. I mean, things that aren't even confirmed false flags yet. You know, the day that they happen, they're like scratching the surface of every single number that possibly could be and how it all traces back to the Kabbalah, just how you were saying. I mean, I feel like right. The Kabbalah is in the middle of all the bullshit all the time, dude.
Yeah, man, the Kabbalah is an interesting thing. And if we want to get, when I was first studying the Kabbalah, I had a really weird, crazy experience. I was reading about it and it was talking about the number 42. So I'm reading about the number 42. I look down at the clock, it's 10:42, all right? This happened on Jackie Robinson Day in baseball. So every player was wearing number 42. Mm. I look over at my TV, right? The 42nd player scored the 42nd point in the basketball game. And I look down at the ticker on ESPN and I think it was another basketball game. Somebody had 42 points. You know, it's all happened within 10 seconds. You know what I mean? It was like, boom, clock over the TV, you know, 42 scores 42, 42 on the bottom. Jackie Robinson Day, every major league player is wearing 42. From that point forward, man, I think my vision, my spiritual vision changed in that moment. And ever since then, man, I've been on a pretty wild ride.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Dude, no doubt. And it's funny you bring that up. That was actually my first ever football number was 42.
Really?
So, I don't know. Maybe I was born of the Kabbalah or some shit. Oh,
Jesus,
don't
be saying that now, man.
I mean, I'm not a hater of the Kabbalah. I know that, you know, I mean, it is kind of related a lot to the occult. And, you know, it's maybe it is kind of tied into a lot of bad things for sure. But I feel like, you know, a lot of organizations are tied into a lot of bad things. And but I don't know. I mean, the Kabbalah, you just always hear it brought up in these type of conspiracy occult situations. And so it's crazy you bring up number 42 and how you're seeing all these corresponding numbers all over the place, because I feel like whenever if I have like a certain number on my mind, I swear I see it everywhere, dude. Mm-hmm. On license plates, speed limit signs. I mean, the odometer, the mileage gauge, you know, on my car. I mean, it's just nonstop. So, that was really, you know, what got you into this is just seeing like, holy shit, 42, 42, 42.
Well, so I was going to ask you about the false flag, Sandy Hook, for instance, you brought up. Whenever you're looking up the gematria for that, are you looking up names of victims? Are you looking up dates? Are you looking up times? Are you looking up addresses? Are you look? I mean, what exactly do you dig into when it comes to a false flag operation?
Yeah, I'll usually get into the names. If there's any kind of news headline that's repeated, you know, like maybe there's a certain phrase that's repeated, I'll put that in. But yeah, names, places, really anything that's a part of the story that sticks out, you know, I'll just throw in there, and the connections that you'll see are just, like I said, mind-blowing.
So you use simple geometry.
Numerology?
You use simple gematria to break that down, correct? Or do you use a different type?
The one that I use will show you the Jewish and the simple and the English. You'll get the same things for simple and English. They come up with the same results, but Jewish is different. Like I said, Jewish is based on a different numerical pattern. But what I found was a lot of times that the simple and English gematria seemed to more correspond with what was going on in our present day reality. You'll have some hits with the Jewish, but for some reason, the simple in English, which is based on our alphabet, really seems to be what will show you more of what's really going on in our reality.
So does any of that correspond with binary code or hexadecimal or octadecimal code?
I mean, that's a good question, man. I mean, that's what's interesting is once you start to see all these connections, you start to wonder, you know, it seems like coding, you know, it seems like coding almost into a matrix or into, you know, it's, yeah.
The reason why I ask that is because what I do for a living, a lot of what we do for more or less addressing a device into our computer system, we have to put in a certain number, and usually that's with binary code, or some people have it set to hexadecimal or octadecimal, depending on the maker. So I was curious if any of that plays into the number code for gematria or not. That's all.
Yeah, I can't say about that. I'm not 100% sure with that question, but
fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, gematria, you could think of it in so many different ways. You know, is it all a script? Is it all coming from like an AI that's already got all the code, spitting out the code? Or are these guys, the elites, are they manufacturing these stories based on, you know, using gematria? You know, that's a rabbit hole that you can go down.
I like how you said a headline that's like constantly played, because you notice like a news story will have the same headline that all the newspapers will have, all the magazine covers will have, and it'll be the same exact phrase across the board. And we've talked about that, how subliminal marketing goes a long way into the human psyche. So I find that interesting as well, that when you break that down numerology wise, it probably all equates to the same number, meaning that it's all part of the same code.
Dude, it's just like, it's almost like stamped in time itself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of these things, are we living in a simulation? Are we like computer generated? I mean, it just begs the question, you know, it kind of lines up with like a lot of astrology things too. And it's like crazy things. You'll look up in the sky and be like, oh, you know, Venus is in retrograde, and oh, watch this happen. And it happens. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I see a lot of the same correlations with gematria, and, you know, it's just so mind-boggling. But you have some instances or some examples that you'd like to show us.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's pull up. If I can. Actually, you know what?
Dude, I love this stuff. Like, yeah. I could talk about this stuff all day long. I mean, just because, God, I just question everything. You know what I'm saying? And to know that it could possibly all be scripted in some way, like, yeah. You know, they always say, like, there's nothing new underneath the sun. And that's why, you know, I was starting to think, like, is it really all just some sort of script that we're all just, I mean, I thought we had free will. Why is this written in numbers? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that goes back to the whole debate. If we do have free will, or is destiny the way it is? You know what I mean? Is our history, is our future already set before us, or do we have free will to make our choices on our own? I kind of think both are happening at the same time.
Yeah, there's like some sort of gravitational pull that's pulling us into that general direction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's always, you know, let's say, oh, you know, I'm going to come home. And, you know, so maybe the path is, oh, okay, well, he's either going to eat spaghetti or he's going to eat pizza tonight. But you're all like, you're going home. So it's limited to those two decisions, basically, in the universe almost. I don't know. My brain works in a weird way. So call me retarded.
That's why we have this show.
if we want to get into the Gabby Petito, this whole drama that's going on right now, that's got a lot of Americans in the, I guess, the world sucked into it. First things first is, like, I wasn't even really paying attention to this Gabby Petito thing. You know, I didn't know it was just a distraction. But I ended up seeing somebody on a forum that I was on say that within Gabby Petito's name, you can spell I pet goat. And that immediately drew me to the I pet goat 2 video that was put out by Heliophant back in like 2012. So from that point forward, I just started doing some gematria and some investigating. And when I put Gabby Petito into the gematria calculator, one of the first results that I saw that I found that was interesting was it had the same gematria as my pet goat. All right. So my pet goat was the book for the story that George Bush read to the children on the day of the September 11th terrorist attacks, right before he was, you know, alerted of the attacks. Wow. If you go and watch that video too of him reading that story in the classroom, he also, him, the teacher, also have the kids recite certain words. And I can't remember exactly what the words were, but they were like steel, plane, I don't know, destruction. It was crazy. Like, I forget what they are, but you gotta go look at that video, because all the words that they're saying are basically corresponding with the attacks that day. But anyway, if we get back to Gabby Petito, so I threw her name in there, and then I decided to throw Brian Laundry and Gabby Petito in there together. And at the time, I didn't find this one, but then I put in Grand Teton National Park. And I found out that those both have the same exact gematria. So Gabby Petito, Brian Laundry have the exact same gematria as Grand Teton National Park, which is where, you know, her body was found and where they were at when this whole thing happened.
Like, what is that? You know, what is that?
That's why.
It's so crazy, man. All right. So then we want to get more into it. I then put in Zion Outdoor, which is what was on Gabby Petito's shirt in one of the pictures that they used in all the media. She has a yellow shirt on with her arms stretched out.
Yeah.
So Zion Outdoor has like a carcass of a ram with his horns and some waves underneath. So I put in Zion Outdoor. And what I found was that it had the same gematria value as Brian Laundrie's shirt, which said Bunger Saville. All right. So his shirt has Bunger Saville on it, all right, and hers has Zion Outdoor, and they both equal the same exact gematria.
Jeez.
What are the chances?
So the skeptics out there that say, well, if you look for anything hard enough, you'll find it. It's not like you're doing some sort of crazy deep dive here. You're just picking up any random thing and searching it.
Yeah, this took me a matter of a couple minutes to even put together, you know what I mean? I just kind of know what to look for, found the results.
Like you're a part of some secret society that knows what to look for. You just, in your own life, you've just kind of picked up on certain things that you should pay attention to, the red flags.
Yeah. You just kind of figure out what terms, what to search for. And you just, yeah, man, you just go from there. Yeah. Another interesting one with that whole case was on her shirt, Zion Outdoor. Okay. If you look at the shirt, the O's, so Zion has one O and Outdoor has two O's. Okay. So those O's in the shirt are bolded. Okay. While the rest of the letters are not bolded. So I took the letters that weren't bolded, which is Z-I-N-U-T. All right. And I put that into Gematria and I found out that Z-I-N-U-T has the exact same Gematria as Heliophant, which is the production company that did the iPad Go 2 video.
Wow. Oh my God. It never ends. It never ends.
Yeah, man. It doesn't
end. I've never seen that video. So explain to me what the video is and how that's relevant.
The iPad Go?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a little children's cartoon thing, right?
No, it's the iPad Go 2 video. Was okay, so iPad Go 2 is a video that was released in 2012 by a production company called Heliophant. So basically when this video starts, it shows like a goat in a prison in a pen with you know, barcode on his forehead. You gotta check out the video. I can't believe you guys haven't seen it yet. A whole lot of symbolism in this video.
Wow.
But it starts out with George Bush in a classroom, basically being puppeteered by Satan's hand or whatever you want to say, right? And behind him is a chalkboard, and you see you'll see a picture of a brain with a lightning bolt coming down and splitting the hemispheres in two. Okay, so starts out with George Bush, and then George Bush transforms into Obama. All right, and then all of a sudden it pans over to this blonde girl who's holding an apple with like 12 kids behind her that are basically like cement. Like it's like it's just like in the they're not real kids, they're just like, I don't know, for whatever reason. You have to look check it out. But anyway, so this blonde girl is holding an apple, all right, and She looks sad. She looks a lot like Gabby Petito, which is, if you go to my TikTok and watch my videos, you'll see that. So she drops the apple, right? The apple falls on the floor. It rolls over to Obama's foot. When it hits Obama's foot, it splits in two, and the two seeds of the two halves of the apple create a lotus flower. Lotus flower blooms. All right, so Obama sees this lotus flower bloom and starts to sweat. It looks nervous. Right? And then in the background behind this blonde girl, you'll see it gets dark and a light shines on an exit door. And there's also a rabbit behind her. All right. So my idea was potentially that this Gabby Petito case could be the rabbit hole out of the Matrix. You know, I think this, if exposing the fakeness of this case could potentially wake up a lot of people, just like 9/11 did.
Right.
Right? So now, getting back to the case, Gabby Petito was reported missing on September 11th. So there's another connection, right? So we got Gabby Petito, within her name is I Pet Goat, right? The gematria of her name equals the same as My Pet Goat, the story that George Bush read on 9/11, 2001.
Oh.
Gabby Petito, iPad Go goes missing, or is reported missing on 9/11/2021. All right, so
exactly 20 years 20 after.
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years after the original, or after 9/11 happened.
Wow.
Right, right. If you go to my TikTok, I made a video, maybe like on September 3rd or something, and I was talking about how I felt like we were in this 20 year and back, this 20 year loop. And I thought that something was going to happen, you know, that with this 20-year loop. And you know, what happens, we have this Gabby Petito case that lines up with, you know, all these connections to 9/11/2001. So there's something weird going on with these loops, man.
But just, you know, I can't that her case got so much publicity when there's so many missing women every year.
Right.
Exactly. Not even the kids in cages that come up missing every year, which we know they end up in places like Epstein Island and shit. But this particular case was so publicized, which we know literally means that they're trying to show us something over here to where we're not paying attention to what's going on over here.
Right. And how do you make it even bigger? You get freaking Dog the Bounty Hunter on it.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying? Like, what? Dog the freaking Bounty Hunter. Was he like in trouble for some shit? Like, yeah, not that long ago?
He went to Mexico to get a guy, which is like supremely out of his jurisdiction. And he even got arrested for that. But that's beside the point. Yeah. I'm just saying, I never even thought about that being the case. That is insane to think about.
Well, then here's another thing is a lot of these false flag psyops, I've seen more than one where somebody related to the case or to the PSYOP goes on Dr. Phil as well. Dr. Phil's a big, big player in pushing these false flags and PSYOPs. There's a picture that was shown of Gabby Petito on the Dr. Phil show, and she's wearing sunglasses, okay? And in the sunglasses, in the reflection, is the word fake in the reflection on her sunglasses.
No way.
Wow. Right. Yeah, right. I mean, it's just so.
Was she in the audience or was she a guest?
What's that?
Was she in the audience or was she a guest?
No. Dr. Phil was interviewing her father, I believe, after this whole thing happened. So right there, you know, a couple of days after her daughter's reported missing or whatever, the dad goes on Dr. Phil. I mean, a little weird, man. You know what I mean?
It's super weird, dude. And you see this a lot. Like, right. You know, I mean, I'm sure the gematria people, you know, such as yourself, we're all over the George Floyd case. I've seen a lot of gematria going on with that.
When I did the gematria of the Kobe Bryant death and George Floyd and coronavirus, the connections between all three were like ridiculous, man. It was insane, brother. Yeah, man, it was. That's a whole nother episode probably to get into all that.
You know what I mean? Dude, you know what? Like this is going to be a series. I'm just calling it out right now, like if you're willing to come back on, dude, I want to talk with you literally the day, every time that there is some notion of a false flag. Because yeah, I just feel like this is just too good not to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? Like, this stuff blows my freaking mind talking about. Like, why does it all connect? Why? What's the real reason? Is it a universal thing? Is it like people behind closed doors that are making this all happen? Like, and if it is, you know, some sort of occult like thing or some religious thing or God knows what else it could be, why would they be doing it in numbers? Do you think that they would be doing that just to maybe make sure that it happens if they do it correctly numerically?
You know, I mean, if these guys know that we're living in a simulation and they have all the knowledge, you know, that they've kept from the people, they could probably potentially go in and use their own coding potentially, and create almost their own stories within the simulation. I don't know how it all works, man. It's so vast. You know, there's so many possibilities. Are they just sending messages to other occult members through these stories? You know, because if we go back to Gabby Petito real quick, like I said, Zion Outdoor and Bunger Sayville, which was on Gabby's and Brian's shirt, that gematria also equaled the same as Hillary Clinton. All right. Now, if we go to Gabrielle Venora Petito, her full name, Gabrielle Venora Petito equals the same gematria value as Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Get the fuck out of here.
So there we have two connections to Hillary Clinton with the story.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, and I mean, we've talked about Hillary Clinton's hit list, kill list. I mean, it's just...
Here's my deal with that. Here's why I actually even got into conspiracies in the first place. Because when there's too many eyebrow raisers to ignore, you know what I mean? I could ignore a coincidence or two or even five. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I could totally look over that. But when you have like a list of coincidences that just weirdly match up with other shit, that's you can't just ignore that.
Yeah, dude. Fool me once, fool me twice, fool me three times, dude. Come on.
Right.
Like, I'm not somebody that believes in coincidences. Like if I start to see some type of pattern going on,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, there just so happens to be this false flag as they're trying to shift the people's attention away from all this. Like it just so happened that Kobe died. COVID broke out as soon as everything that was going on over at Epstein Island was happening, and all the child trafficking and Epstein just so happens to hang himself as the cameras go out. I mean, right. Dude, what an absolute scam the world that we live in.
No doubt.
Yeah, the whole Epstein Island thing, man. I mean, like you said, as soon as that hit, only a couple months later, COVID hit. And I think what happened was the parasite was seen. You know, the parasite likes to stay hidden. It doesn't want to be seen. I think Epstein Island is the parasite on the island. All right. So it's all a metaphor, man. You know, but it was the parasite was exposed. There were a whole... that whole system of child trafficking and adrenochrome and all that was exposed big time.
Yeah.
And they had to snap into whatever, some kind of mode and distract us as much as they could, because they were seeing, the parasite was seeing their power. It was slowly starting to be taken away. You know, the whole power structure that they've created for so long in that instant was slipping away. So now we were hit with COVID, George Floyd, Kobe, all these things, all these things going on, man.
And I think you're right. I think that the gematria of them all connect, because that is the language of nature, so to speak. You know what I mean? You want to look at just mathematics in general. Look at, you cut a tree in half. The rings on the tree are always going to be a certain distance apart from each other. You look at conch shells. They're going to be mathematically perfectly aligned to be a spiral outward. You know what I'm saying? So math and nature go hand in hand. So it makes perfect sense to me that math and language also go hand in hand, even if it's a human language. So in a way to make things sink in, as a way to distract the people, you throw enough headlines out that you know is going to sink into us, because we have been programmed from day one.
Indoctrinated.
Indoctrinated, brainwashed, whatever you want to call it, from day one to pretty much absorb certain information and to not listen to others. So it makes perfect sense to me.
Dude, I mean, and there's so many things, like what we were just talking about with the whole Epstein Island and all the child trafficking and like organ harvesting and stuff like that. This is, so many people were coming out, like risking their lives trying to talk about it. We did a show on Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell, and you had Anthony Bourdain, I believe, was trying to come out and talk about it. And
I like, you know, how that show Squid Game just brought it up too.
I didn't even watch it yet.
Bro, you need to jump on that. I want to do a whole episode about that as well.
Really? We can definitely do that.
All the symbolism in it. And then there's like full on organ harvesting. They're not even shy about that. They're showing you what they're doing and why they're doing it in Korea. But it's like, oh, well, this is a show. It's like, okay, granted, I understand that was a fictitious show, but .. Epstein Island was considered a fictitious conspiracy brain thing until it happened.
Yeah, dude. And I feel like they kind of bust out a lot of that stuff on Netflix. I mean, especially Netflix. I feel like they push out a lot of just weird symbolic things, you know, like, you know, you had cuties last year, you know, little girls dancing in bikinis and shit. And then you had,
that was disgusting.
You know, that show, I believe it came out this past summer. It was about animal human hybrids. And now you're starting to see, you know, news articles talking about, oh, looks like whatever country has just, you know, confirmed that we have been able to, you know, morph a human and a pig together. And now it's like a Hugh pig or whatever. And it's just like
man, bear, pig,
man. And it's just nonstop, dude. In your opinion, dude, I mean, of course you're seeing all of these, all this gematria that is going on within the news and just the media in general and how it all aligns. I mean, are we living in the weirdest time in human history? Is that what this is? I feel like, you know, I mean, are we the first people to really ever catch on to this kind of stuff? Or has it been like a lot of people have known about this and it's kind of just been hush hush?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is probably the first time that we've caught on to this type of thing, you know? There's the whole thing about Tartaria and all that. Yeah, that's a whole different thing. I mean, that's there have been other civilizations that were probably far more advanced than we are. But the way our reality works with the technology we have, I think it's probably the first time.
Yeah. It's so crazy. What a time to be alive, dude.
Which that's also because we're in the age of information. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I told somebody about gematria in the 50s, they would have looked at you like you're an idiot, moved on about their day. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, the occultists were probably using it, you know, with paper and pen or whatever, you know, figuring them out. We didn't have computers to calculate them within a matter of seconds, you know?
Right, exactly.
You see a lot of it in sports, like sports betting and stuff. You know, a lot of people will, you know, like, especially like the big games, like the Super Bowl or, you know, the Stanley Series, Cup, yeah. World Series, all that kind of stuff. And you always see there's always some kind of number that just, it just makes sense. What was it? What was the most recent Super Bowl? It was like the same age as Tom Brady. I don't know, dude, but it's just like, it's all over the place. I mean, is there any other, do you have any other things that you've noticed along the way? Surely you have, right?
I never really got into sports too much with the gematria or anything. Typically just using it for my name and birthday and shit like that, kind of giving me a greater understanding maybe of who I am and or whatever. But just mostly the false flags and psyops for the most part. You could even get into like, you know, hurricane names and stuff like that potentially and shit like that. Or, you know, I mean, it can go so many ways, but for me personally, just more of my own personal stuff and what I thought would be false flags, I would check those out. Yeah.
I never thought about that. Like, I would love to look at the gematria between Katrina and New Orleans and see.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's great. Once you start looking at some of the stuff, like you said, the connections are crazy. I mean, like one or two times you can say maybe coincidence, but man, once you start getting multiple hits, it's insane. And like you said, I mean, is it a matrix? Are we in a simulation? Are these occult members that are giving out secret messages to other occult members through numerology? I mean, what are they doing? I don't know, man. It's just too much for me to really fully figure out right now.
Yeah.
I mean, so it just all blows my mind like crazy, dude. Like, damn, I feel like we just glitched. Was that just my mind?
No. We had a little audio fucked up.
I was like,
you gotta wonder too, you know, with like this Gabby Petito case kind of connecting to 9/11 20 years ago. Is there some kind of energetic something happening metaphysically where these two things are connecting back in time or through time? You know, is there some kind of, you know, 9/11 2001, you know, was a huge black magic ritual. We got the twin pillars, the pentagram on fire. You got mass consciousness, all everybody watching the TV at you know, seeing that second plane hit the tower. You know, consciousness is energy. And that ripples back and forth, you know, back and forth in time. Something that big can potentially create ripples that we don't quite understand. And we see so much media, so many movies and artwork and things that have 9/11 in them, you know, the towers coming down. If you guys have seen, there's a few people online, Jake Coates, I think is his name, is one of them that does great work on all the 9/11, like within media, within movies and shows and stuff. It's crazy how many things showed that before it happened.
Yeah.
Now, is that just the artist being told to put that in? Is he picking up on it subconsciously, you know, or is it something else altogether? You know, I don't know, but
it just always seems like there's a specific date for all of these things. Like, they're always so aligned perfectly. You had, you know, 9/11 2001 and then 9/11 2021. You're still dealing with 21 there. Like,
yeah,
it's, man, I mean, there's got to be something to the code. I mean,
yeah.
Whenever you're talking about how, you know, you're looking at the numbers for yourself and your name and stuff like that, are you using those numbers to, you know, kind of determine what kind of decisions you're going to make in life? Maybe what kind of career, or what kind of girlfriend that you're looking for? Is this like an astrology type thing to you?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could say that I could like use it to predict football scores or predict things in my life. But no, man, I mean, it just, you'll find that maybe your name equals the same as your birthday or something. Or like for me, for instance, like my birthday is April 19th, right? So in gematria, like April 19th has the same gematria value as 42, if you spell out 42. And, you know, so I have this huge 42 thing. My social security number adds up to 42. You know, so there's just, this is a weird thing, man. But yeah, I mean, you should really check out your names and birthdays and stuff, and look down through the list of the other things that equal the same value. And you might find some weird connections within your own life. You know what I mean? Maybe with the person you dated or your family members, or even maybe you might even be tied to like larger things that are going on the world stage. I'm not going to say my own personal gematria stuff, but I have a lot of my own gematria that's linked up to like this COVID thing and other false flags too, which is weird. It's like kind of insane. I'm not gonna go over them because it might be it's too much. I don't really want to put it out there, but it's crazy, man.
We're all about the craziness, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I love that stuff. Like when you were just blowing our damn minds talking about that stuff. Hillary Rodham Clinton, and it's the same thing as Gabby, whatever her middle name.
It's funny because it's the full name too. You know, first, middle, last name, and first, middle, last name, exact same numerical value. You know, and then Gabby, and then their shirts, Zion Outdoor and Bunger Save, all the exact same value as Hillary Clinton, like.
What does that mean? Like, I mean, what does, do you have an idea about what that could mean and how they could correlate? Or is that just the universe saying, look, there was some fuckery going on with Hillary, just like there's some fuckery going on with this whole case?
Yeah. I mean, as much as I've done it in the past, you know, 8 years or whatever, I still have no idea what it all means. You know what I mean? Like, there's, like I said, there's so many possibilities with it. It's too much to even say, man.
What changes from basic or simple gematria to Hebrew as far as numeric values goes? Is there a large change that happens, or is it kind of the same vibe? What goes on there?
Well, like I said, they have different values for their different letters. And I, you know, if looking at those with the false flags and psyops, you might get interesting one or two connections, but I find more that the English and simple really goes with our, with the false flags and things in our media. Cause I think more so cause it's based off of our English language.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the Jewish one's interesting too. Like I said, you'll get some hits, a couple connections, but I just find that the English and simple will have way more connections. And like I said, I think it's just because that's the language we use, you know.
Right, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And you hear, like, I always heard that it was some sort of it's like a Jewish thing. That Kabbalah, is that a Jewish or Hebrew or something like that?
So the Kabbalah was the first form of black magic, so to speak. Basically, the ancient Hebrews that were enslaved by the Egyptians started to, they more or less were praying to their god, and not much was going down. That was because they were being punished for some shit that happened, but they started looking towards the Egyptian mystics, and they started mixing their mystics. You want to call it magic, you want to call it voodoo, you know, we could go down that road of what they were doing. However, they started mixing that with their Hebrew religion, and they came up with the Kabbalah, which is the earliest form of written black magic, so to speak, magic with a K.
That
makes sense.
For sure.
So that also ties into sacred geometry, which is a very big faction of the occult, which I wanted to ask you about that. Have you done any digging on that as far as gematria goes into sacred geometry?
Yeah, not too much, man. Not too much. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I know a little bit about the Kabbalah. I'm not like an expert on it or anything, you know. You know, I've limited time to research and stuff, but yeah, man, like I said, a lot of these religions and mythologies and occult studies, they all seem to tie in very much together, you know. And Joseph Campbell, I don't know if you ever read Joseph Campbell, he talks about the hero with a thousand faces, or the monomyth. He talks about one story being told over and over and over again. And if you start to syncretize a lot of these systems of thought and religion, theology, mythology, you'll really start to see all the correlations between all of them. You know, they all seem to be talking about the exact same thing. We just kind of get lost within our literal interpretations I think that's one way we kind of went wrong was we started to interpret everything literally.
Right.
The great psychologist Carl Jung said we have to get back to symbolic thinking. You know, if we're going to start to understand our reality and who we are and what's going on. These guys, the elites, love to use symbols and numbers, obviously. And if you start to understand those, if you understand what the symbols mean, you'll really start to get a greater picture of what's going on here and see all the connections to all the different mythologies and religions.
Yeah, it's like sigil magic. You know, you see it all the time with companies' logos. They're new age sigils, so to say, and they're playing onto our subconscious in some weird way. Yeah. You know, all the colors, the shapes, and everything. Whenever you look at the McDonald's symbol, I mean, I think about two French fries. You know what I'm saying? It makes me hungry, and it's just like. So you're talking about a lot of the religious stuff and spiritual stuff. Just out of curiosity, are you religious or spiritual or anything? Like, what do you like? Does this stuff kind of help guide you into what could be real, what could be fake, kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I would consider myself a philosopher, or, you know, spiritual. I would also consider myself like a syncretist, syncretism. I don't know if you ever. You guys ever heard of Santo Spinacci? He's probably one of the greatest syncretists out there, man. And like I said, all these different religions and mythologies all seem to kind of come together and seem to be talking about the same thing. You know, like you have the seven seals of revelations, the seven chakras. The Bible talks about casting the seven demons out of Mary. You go into like more popular culture, Dragon Ball Z, you have seven Dragon Balls, Harry Potter. You have seven Horcruxes that Harry has to destroy. They seem to be all talking about the same process that's happening within ourselves. And what I found was that when that 42 thing happened to me, my vision must have changed, because all of a sudden I started seeing the exact same story being told in just about everything. I could pick it up in a second. It might have even been like a comedy movie with Will Ferrell, but I saw a deeper story being told. And once you see it, you can't not see it. You know, you'll see it in everything. And my friends would just hate me because I would be pointing out all these things. And all right, Kyle, all right, we're done, man.
But at the same time, you can't ignore it. There's too many things to ignore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like what we talk about a lot of conspiracies. Obviously, this is the cult of conspiracy. I mean, it is hard. It is very hard for us. I mean, it sounds like for you too. To watch anything on the news or watch any movies and not notice some form of symbolism that it's almost like we're catching on to it before it reaches our subconscious. You know what I'm saying? And we're becoming aware to these things. And it's just like, that's a good thing, you know, that, and I don't know,
is open.
That third eye is all the way open, baby. Saying. But you know, I just, that stuff is just, God, I, you know, it's, I feel like it's good to be aware of all this stuff, but where do we take it from there? I mean, is simply being aware of it, is that somehow negating how it plays onto our subconscious in any way, you think?
Yeah, I think once you see it, you're breaking that black magic spell. You know what I mean? Once you start to be able to see through their subconscious programming, they can't any longer program you, you know? And so collectively, if we start to wake up to this and see they can't use their black magic on us anymore, you know? And
step of solving any problem is first identifying the problem itself. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this is a step in identifying the problem. Therefore we can, if not combat it, at least stop it in some way, even if it's on our personal level. So I'm with you on that.
You know, these guys, man, I mean, you go back to the Nazis doing these MK Ultra experiments. These guys understand our biology, psychology, all that better than we could ever probably understand it. You know, all the experiments that they were doing, you know, they understand how we work, how our reality works. It took all the knowledge and hid it from themselves and used it against us. And, you know, so, man, I mean, yeah, they just, everything is set up, you know, just to keep us asleep, you know?
Dude, the Nazis didn't lose, in my opinion.
No, I mean,
you got freaking Wernher von Braun, and he's helping start NASA and everything that is going on. I mean, especially nowadays, how can you not relate what's going on to Nazi Germany? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
people show us
your papers.
Yeah, for real. and people underestimate how big of a ripple effect, like you said, that Nazi Germany really had on the world, which granted, I know that as a horse has been beat beyond the point of death. But at the same time, the more digging that we do even into our world today, you find more and more things that if not were directly because of Nazi Germany, they had a hand in it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Look at the microwave,
yeah,
right? It's the simplest things we have. Most of our computer systems were based off of the technology that the Nazis created. The Nazis were also very much into the occult. So it's all that secret knowledge that they use in that manner. So yes, not only the technology side of things, but the spiritual and esoteric side of things as well, because those two come together more often than they don't.
Dude, and they keep it in the family too. You know what I'm saying? Like whenever we're talking about the royal bloodlines and the 13 families and like, you know, and then you look at all the big corporations, how they're all condensed down to six or seven, you know, different media outlets that basically run the entire world, so to say, and how it relates to the stock market and how it relates to, you know, everything. It's just so mind blowing, the mental gymnastics that we got to go through in order to just break this down. And simple people like us, you know, we can talk about it, but what are we doing other than just being aware to it? So this is really why we wanted to have this show first place, is just to bring awareness. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, just like how you were saying, Jacob, it is kind of like breaking the spell, you know, like
so to speak.
Opening up that third eye is what we talk about all the time.
Or at least acknowledging that it's being done to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I hate to use the example of like the battered wife, but you don't know it's abuse until you realize that it's abuse. You know what I'm saying? You don't realize that you're being brainwashed until you realize I have been brainwashed since day one. And gematria is an amazing way to dig into that and really break down the brainwashing. You know what I mean?
It really is, I think, you know, because what you're saying right now, that just, you know, I kind of like you, Kyle, in the beginning with all this Gabby Petito case, I knew there was some kind of psyop going on with it. I didn't know exactly what it was. I still actually don't know what it is, but I do know that it was some kind of, you know, magic thing. Look over here while we're doing this over here. And, you know, maybe we'll get a little bit deeper, but as far as the symbolism, I mean, there's no mistaking that the actual symbolism that, I mean, how can you say that these are all just coincidences? I mean,
yeah, man. My hope is that by exposing, you know, cases like this, that we can help break that spell over the minds of more and more people. You know, once they start to see some of these connections, maybe they'll be like, well, that's weird. Like, you know, maybe I need to start looking more into this, or maybe I should take this guy more seriously, you know? And that's my hope, man. We're going down some slippery slopes right now with everything going on in the world, and I'm just want to try to do my part to help break that power structure that's been in control.
Which it blew my mind how much publicity Gabby Petito had gotten, because like, all right, like I said, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people and women go missing every year. The fact that she was getting publicity to this level, I thought she was like related to a politician. Or she was related to somebody with some clout.
Right.
Come to find out, regular people. And that made no sense to me how much we were being forced to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, and then like you were saying, then her dad goes on to freaking
Dr. Phil,
like, is this all just a show to them?
The dog, the bounty hunter coming in.
Oh, for real. All reality TV, man.
And bang, I guarantee you his ratings. I don't even know if he still has a show.
Who?
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I don't have cable anymore, so I don't know. He does. I don't know. I haven't seen it in probably a decade.
Dude, but you saw everybody cheering him on. Fucking Dog the Bounty Hunter's on it. You know he's going to catch that fucking slime bag.
Dude, and did you see him when he got arrested? Like, yo, your boy's looking rough. Like, he needs to go to the house. Like,
he's pretty old, I think. He's pretty freaking old, dude.
If that dude's chasing me trying to take me in, I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure I could outrun that guy. I'm just saying.
He'll sniff you out like the dog.
I just saw today that I guess he was in some kind of accident, so he had to go home to Colorado and give up on this case, supposedly. So I don't know what happened to him, but I saw he was in some kind of accident or got some kind of injury. Had to go home, so...
Of course, dude. And you know, this is okay. That just kind of reminds me of the whole Paul Walker situation with Fast and the Furious. And it's just like, you know, they bring so much attention. That Fast and the Furious franchise was already massive. And as soon as Paul Walker died, it exploded. I guarantee you, if Paul Walker was still alive, there wouldn't, they wouldn't be on, you know, on the 10th version of the same shit. Like, and don't get me wrong,
I think that's cool movies, Hollywood's greedy, bro. They're trying to milk that cow until there's literally nothing left, like they do with every other franchise that's worth the fuck.
I know it, dude.
It's bad.
So, so Kyle, I mean, I'm surely, you know, you've seen a lot of gematria with this COVID situation. Is there any other, you know, examples that you can throw out there? Maybe you don't have the specific numbers right in front of you, but other things, I mean, like the Vegas shooting and you know, the Boston bombing and stuff like that, like sure red flags. I mean, do they always line up every time you see something like that?
Yeah, man, I wish I had, let me see if I have any of these numbers, man. I wish I would have been more prepared for some other, some other cases.
Oh, you're good, dude. We are not prepared for anything over here.
Wait, okay, here's a couple right here. Let's see. So these all have the same gematria here. I don't, so Black Lives Matter, okay, has the same as 5G technology, Third World War, the last Trump, the Biden prophecy, Biden little boys, Joe little girls, system failure, Unleash the Kraken. Like Unleash the Kraken was what that lady was saying that was on Trump's team, you know, that was like a thing, Unleash the Kraken. She was supposed to have all this, whatever it was. Like, so you search those terms and you see that, yeah, it's connected to Black Lives Matter, 5G technology, which just came out, all the same gematria, you know. It's
question, when you do a number like 5G technology, is five in that case the letter F?
Yeah, F5VE. Yeah.
I mean, these all just seem like,
so you break down the number into the English word of five, and then you do the gematria based off that.
Wait, say this again.
So, like for instance, five, that'd be A, B, C, D, E. Sorry, I'm bad at this. E, do you break it down and five equals E, or do you break it down as five equals F-I-V-E?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, so F would be six, I would be, whatever it would be.
Right, okay, so you break it down and you spell out the number and then you do the gematria.
Right, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, here's a couple other examples, man. So Black Mamba, right? Kobe Bryant, Black Mamba. So he had the same gematria value as Calabasas, which is where his helicopter crashed.
Yeah.
All right, so then Calabasas is actually like the 33rd district in California or something. So you got your 33. So Black Mamba, Calabasas, Face Mask, and Breathe are all the same gematria.
Wow.
But man, like if I had some more of my, I don't know where my notes are, but when I was doing the Kobe, I have a few notes here, but I had like pages of like, you know, some different ones, man. Those are just a few right there. And that right there, it will just kind of make you be like, what, you know, what's going on here?
No doubt,
dude. What the hell, man?
God, it's blowing my mind.
Gematria,
yeah,
freaking gematria. Dude.
I have been sleeping on gematria. I'm not gonna lie, I've known about it, I haven't dug deeper.
Yeah, same, dude. I mean, I've heard a few podcasts and a few people talking about them. I'm a big podcast junkie, that's kind of like really why I started this whole thing, because I was like, man, I love listening to podcasts, may as well start my own. And here we are a year later, just,
yeah, man.
I mean, doing great. I'm pleasantly surprised about how well the show's doing. So Kyle, I mean, I'm sure you're going to get a bunch of follows on TikTok and wherever else you'd like to, guide the people to you and where they can see all these examples and everything. What is your, would you like to give out any of that information?
Shameless plug, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, man. My TikTok is MysticalMailman42. That's pretty much the only platform I'm really putting stuff out on. I used to put stuff on my Facebook, but nobody really gave too much of a shit. You know, I get some likes, but you know, TikTok is a nice platform to get like-minded people. So yeah, right now just TikTok, MysticalMailman42. Come check me out. I got some gematria on there. I go over some other things that intrigue me that I'm into. So yeah, check me out.
Is there anything that you're working on currently in gematria? Is there anything that's like caught your eye that you're currently deciphering?
No, not really, man. I usually just wait until I see a new story blow up, you know, just like this Gabby case, and then I'll start to kind of dig into it. But I, you know, I got two kids, man. And I used to be a mailman for 4 years. I just resigned back in April, but USPS fucking works you like a motherfucker. So
yeah, they do. You
know, so I was working a lot. I don't, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of time, but I do have a little bit of time now. I'm currently just kind of being a stay-at-home dad as of right now. Looking for a part-time job, but yeah, man, I mean, anytime a big case hits the media, something blows up, I'll usually just check it. I might not even do a whole lot of gematria for it. I might just do one or two things just to verify my feeling that it was a false flag or psyop, you know, so.
I mean, dude, the next time, I mean, literally the day that something happens and you're, you know, working all the numbers and you're putting it into the gematria calculator and you're coming up with all these crazy correlations, you hit up your boys at the Cult of Conspiracy. Dude, you want to have a show on this shit every Absolutely. Single time. Like, because, and I don't care. I mean, it could be 7 days straight. If it's something different every day, like I could talk about this stuff all the time. I love this stuff.
Hell yeah.
It's just so crazy. So Kyle, you came, I mean, you just kicked some ass in this show. I mean, I love what you're saying over there. I hope everybody, all of our cult members with the Cult of Conspiracy go over and check you out over at your TikTok, Mystical Mailman 42. I mean, dude, what a great show. What a great topic. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate the fuck out of this.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for having me. This was awesome, man. This is the first time I've done something like this. I was a little nervous coming in. Hopefully I didn't do too bad. And
you killed it.
I would love to get into some more gematria with you guys and maybe some other things, man. We could talk about a lot of things. If you go to my TikTok, you'll see I'm talking about some other things with 33, the spinal column, chakras, what goes on in the human body, all that kind of stuff, man. We get into a lot. We can go a lot of different ways if you guys want, but if you want to focus on gematria, we could, or we want to go to some other stuff, man. Dude, I'm down for it, man.
Anything, Absolutely. Anything. I mean, I Absolutely. Love all everything doing with numbers and just crazy conspiracies and coincidences and, you know, quote unquote coincidences.
Right.
I mean, I just love this kind of stuff. So Kyle, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure having you. We will definitely be checking you out over at Mystical Mailman 42 on TikTok. I mean, I know I went through like almost every single one of your videos. So good stuff.
It,
keep, keep up the good work, dude. And so yeah, what a great show, dude. This was another beautiful episode of the Cult of Conspiracy, and my name's Jonathan.
I'm Jacob.
And this was Kyle Hankel, the gematria master. All right. We always want you to do one very important, extremely vital thing. All right, just do this one thing for us, please. We want you to open up that third eye.